We are going to read from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 onwards again, because there's one last thought really over Christmas that I want to lift from these verses. So Luke chapter 1, starting to read at verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked. "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Well, Christmas is a time, isn't it, for giving and receiving presents. I guess all of us have received at least one present at this Christmas time. And it may be that some of us are going to go home and open even more presents that we have received. It's an exciting time. Christmas time is a time when we give presents and when we receive presents. But have you ever wondered why it is that we give and receive presents? You know, sometimes we just do things, don't we? And we don't always know why it is that we do them. Well, why do you think we give and receive presents, Samuel? That's a very good answer. Did you all hear that? Because the wise men, or the magi, they came, didn't they, to Jesus bringing their presents, bringing their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Any other thoughts besides that thought of Samuel? Yes, James. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. But because God gave to our world, God gave to us the gift of his Son, the most wonderful gift imaginable. The Bible describes Jesus as God's indescribable gift. Yeah, we give presents, don't we? And receive presents because of the wonderful gifts that were given so many years ago. Now, if you've got your Bible open, I would like us just for a moment to look at verse 32. You see, God's great gift to us was his Son. The angel, we read here, said to Mary, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Well, I've already given the answer, but let me ask the question nevertheless. Who is the Most High? It says here, doesn't it, that Jesus will be called the Son of the Most High. Who is the Most High? James. It's God, isn't it? Let me read to you two verses that we find in the Old Testament. The first one concerns Abraham. "But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, 'I have raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, creator of heaven and earth.' The other verse that I want to read to you comes from Psalm 7 and verse 10, and it was David who wrote this psalm. It says this: "My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart." So the Most High is God, and the angel told Mary that she would give birth to the Son of the Most High. In other words, Jesus would be born the Son of God. No wonder the angel said that he would be great. Jesus, I believe, is the greatest gift that anyone can receive this Christmas time. We've seen some of your gifts, haven't we? And they are wonderful gifts, but none of them are as wonderful or as great as God's gift to our world. Jesus, the Son of the Most High. The question is for us all this morning, is this: will we receive such a wonderful gift? Will we receive Jesus as our Saviour and our Lord? I've got a present out the back here. Don't get too excited, but I have got a present out the back here. Here we go. And this present, if I can lift it up, represents Jesus. It represents Jesus. But do you know what? When we receive Jesus, we receive countless gifts. So I need some help. I need 8 volunteers. 8 volunteers. Now I hope we haven't got 9, otherwise it's going to be really awkward, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I need 2 more people. 7. I need 1 more. Yes, sir, Daniel. 8, so we'll have 4 one side, please, and 4 the other side. You see, when we receive Jesus as our Saviour and Lord, we receive countless gifts. Now, I don't want you to open what's inside, all right? But I'd like you just to hold on to it for a minute, and I'll give you some further instructions. And there is a little sweetie for helping me out this morning. But would you like to take one of the things that's inside there, Peter, please? That's great. Naomi, Harry, can you try and work out what it is that I've written on there? My writing is not very good, all right, but between you, you should be able to work it out. If you need a little bit of help, that's okay. I'll come and help you in just a moment. Excellent. Right. When we receive Jesus as our Saviour and Lord, we receive countless gifts. What gifts do we receive in Jesus? Can you tell us what it says on the front there, Peter?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness of sins.
Heaven.
The right to be called a child of God.
The right to be called a child of God. Daniel. Oh, well, it's my writing.
Glorified.
It's okay. It's not you. It's my writing.
Glorified.
A glorified body. Yep.
Love.
Joy.
Peace.
Eternal life. That's right. But you know, I can't let the boys and girls have these things as they are, because all of these wonderful gifts are received in Jesus. In Jesus. So what do we need to do, Keith? We need to pop them back into the box, don't we? Okay, so let's pop them all back into the box. There we go. Good. Okay, all these wonderful gifts, and they are great gifts, they are all received in Jesus. So if we want joy, if we want peace with God, if we want to know sins forgiven, if we want to go to heaven, if we want to enjoy eternal life, then we need to receive Jesus as our Saviour and Lord. God has given to us such a wonderful gift, but we need to receive Jesus in faith. Thank you for your help, boys and girls. You can go and sit down. And after the service, Simon's celebrations are still up the front here, okay? I think we probably ought to say just one, otherwise you won't eat your dinner, and I'll get into trouble with Mum and Dad. But okay, there's a celebration there for you afterwards. Now, I want to finish this morning with two verses of Scripture. And you can turn with me to these verses if you would like to do so. The first one is found in Romans chapter 8 and verse 32. Romans chapter 8 and verse 32. Okay, Romans chapter 8 and verse 32. If you've got a church Bible and you found the page, can you just read it out for us, please? 1135. All right, it's on page 1135. It says this: He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. In other words, he allowed his son to come into this world and to die upon a cruel cross. And you know, whenever we think of Jesus with his arms outstretched wide upon the cross, it reminds us of God's love. God says, I love you this much. Let's read the verse again in the light of that. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God has already given to us his son to die upon a cross for us. Well, that's just the beginning. God's going to give us so many more things besides. And then finally this morning, Psalm 23 and verse 1. And can we have a page number, please? 555. It's on page 555. Okay, 555. And it's Psalm 23 and verse 1. And David the psalmist says this: The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Now, David didn't know the name of Jesus. He just knew God as Lord. But when David says, the Lord is my shepherd, he's speaking about Jesus. Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. You see, when you've got Jesus, when you've got everything that Jesus gives, you don't really need anything else, do you? You have everything that you need in him. And therefore David testified to the fact that he was not in want, because in the Lord he had everything that he needed. He was satisfied. He was content. At this Christmas time, we're going to open lots and lots of presents, and they'll all be good. But God's great gift to us is his Son. And in Jesus, well, we have everything that we need. And in Jesus, we should find our contentment and our joy. Let's pray together, shall we, before we sing our final carol. Lord God, we want to thank you for your gift to us, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in him we can know so many blessings. We have so many riches in him. And for these things, as Christians, we want to thank you. Lord, with all the tinsel, with all the food, with all the opening of our presents, we know that it's so easy for us to overlook the Lord Jesus because we can't see him, because we can't reach out with our hands and touch him. Yet your word tells us that he is your indescribable gift to our world. And may we find our joy and our contentment, our satisfaction, our delight in him. Help us to put him before everything else at this Christmas time. And we pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.